Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
We were sent a code for The Cub, mm-hmm. which is a small indie platformer that I didn't really know much about, but I kind of just looked at it and it looked kind of cool, so I was like, alright, we'll give this a shot, see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's actually, and I didn't find this out until about three quarters of the way through.
Yeah.
It's a spin-off sequel to a game called Golf Club Wasteland, which came out a few years ago that I think had some slight notability to it.
Yeah, that was a really interesting game. You're like golfing through space wasteland or something like that as an astronaut. It was an interesting hook at the very least.
Yeah, and it's one of those games that in my mind I just always stuck. I never played it. But this is spin-off sequel to that, kind of in that same universe. So in this game, you are... I'm just going to go with a little tag. You know the PS5 puts that little tag there? And I think it's like, oh, that summed it up really well. It's the Jungle Book in Armageddon is the little tag under the Cub. Like, that is what it is. So it's called The Cub because you play as basically this kid who was raised by wolves in the aftermath of Earth's destruction and everyone's fled to Mars.
Okay.
And basically everybody gets left behind. You were raised in these wolves kind of in this, like, climate destroyed mutated land with these wolves, so you have the ability to survive in this, but a normal human who has fled to Mars and comes back does not. So it honestly, what it is it's the Inside, Limbo, that type of just walk to the right game with some platformers. That's really what the game is. It is very much just that with some interesting kind of setting things. So the hook with this is kind of, or one of the hooks with this is right away you find a helmet from one of these Mars people who's died, and you pop the helmet on and it's playing the radio station from Mars.
Oh, cool.
As you're on Earth. And again, you've never left Earth. So there's people there. I'm kind of intermittently kind of coming in and out of the planet, but you have this radio on in your head and it's basically just telling you all these stories of what's happened on Mars and like all these stories of like, oh, like, here's what it was like on Earth, but on Mars we do this, and it's playing music. So the whole time you just have this like soundtrack loop in your head, and it just plays like listening to a radio station the whole way through.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just kind of one of those weird like tricks to kind of get you thinking about something different as you're playing this game, because it's just a lot of walking to the right and just some jumping and things like that. A few other sections that we'll get to in a second, but it's really cool. Like, it's just, it gives it this feel of a bigger world in this small, like 2.5 hour indie game that doesn't really do a whole lot of world building outside of collectibles and things like that.
So are you hearing, stories of things that are basically unrelated to what you're doing currently?
Yes or, and no, because eventually it gets to the point where, and mild spoilers, where basically like, the Martians who have came to Earth have spotted you. So the radio station is talking about these weird reports of these like animalistic humans that they're running into on Earth that they can't determine, like, are they truly humans? Are they mutants? Like, how are they staying there? Like, what's happening? So you're hearing a little bit about what you're doing. That happens probably towards the latter three quarters of the game once there's been enough time frame for that stuff to travel back and forth. And yeah, it's very interesting. It does some cool things too, where like when you go underwater, it's muffled. You'll go into like buildings and it'll like cut in and out.
That's cool.
Like the radio, because it's like a radio signal. Yeah. There's like one point where you lose your helmet and it's just silent. It's like borderline silent, just in comparison, that just kind of feels cool. That's a lot of what I liked about the game. It's stuff that kind of felt cool.
Yeah. So mechanically, it's pretty straightforward, but it's more like the sort of world building and the sort of like online radio station that's actually more the hook
The hook.
Interesting. Yeah.
Just to kind of get into mechanics, it is very much. Okay, it's very janky. Sure. It very much, if you've played a lot of indie games, I think one of the things that like a lot of them struggle with is really getting those mechanics fine-tuned. You can really feel it here where it's like, I thought I had that spacing right, and I did not. I thought that was a double jump, but not quite. Like those types of things. I thought I could slide that far because you have like the running slide move. I thought I could slide that far, but got caught a little bit. Very much an instant restart. Go back 30 seconds, do it again. There is death in here, falling. There's giant mutated alligators that will eat you. There are chase scenes from these Martians because they basically decide, like, oh, what's this weird thing? We're going to capture it. So there's chase scenes, all of those things. And again, just, it's like one of those, you're 80% of the way there.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It, like, all those sound like pretty not standard fare, but like for this type of game, that's those types of things that you do in those games. Yeah.
I would say there's nothing revolutionary about that. There's nothing revolutionary in the gameplay. It's janky. It feels a little bit off. Never so much that I was like frustrated, like I'm done with this, but enough that there are a couple like, I did that right. It was more of that type of stuff where it's like, I know I did that right. And then you go do it and you're like, that's exactly what I did last time. And there's no reason that should have happened. But yeah, it's just, it's very interesting. You walk through kind of just because the whole thing is that the climate has destroyed the planet. It's all mutated. Yeah. So you're going through abandoned buildings. You're, you know, going up on top of these abandoned buildings, you're going into caves, you're running through just kind of forests that are half destroyed. It's very, it looks really cool. It's really interesting to see, as you go through it. There's a lot of collectibles that kind of do the, I'm going to call it the Horizon thing, where it kind of fills in the world that I think is interesting. Yeah. So you can collect newspapers and it's like, oh, like it's very heavy on modern society commentary.
I mean, yes. I mean, I'd heard the original game was like that as well, that it was like, because it's it is funny. We're starting to start going to that way of like, oh, the world might actually end climate wise. It's more as opposed to like nuclear warfare or something like that. Yes. So I've heard it kind of leans harder into that than like most sci-fi settings.
Very much. It's very much the corporate greed has destroyed this. And because we didn't stop this, the climate change, lots of that. So like you get filled in where it's just like, oh, like such and such corporation announces da-da-da-da-da, and it's like all this planet-destroying stuff. Like, oh, climate will be destroyed. Underwater city of blank, completely underwater, everyone dead. Like, those kind of newspaper clippings as you're going through.
Is it like a page of text? Because it's really funny, like, how much I like reading stuff is, like, how long it is. I know that sucks, but is it like a page of text, or is it like three sentences, gotta go?
Three sentences or less.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's the perfect, like, you just walk over to hit triangle, boop. Interesting. All right, let's keep rolling. It's very much that, where it's just like those types of things. And you can, and you pick up, they're called USBs. They're little like hollow messages from other people who have left. There's a couple, as you get to a later point, there's some good character stuff with a character that you meet, and then kind of their story of how this has personally impacted them, I thought was very moving. That's kind of the last maybe 45 minutes of the game. You get into that a little bit. But very like, it's also, I also find it interesting because there's so much of that, like, well, fuck it, we're going to Mars. And it's very much like, I don't think you all realize how shitty of an idea that is. Like, there's lots of like, and the oxygen reserves on Mars have depleted, so we would ask that all people come to this place for the remainder of the week so that we can replenish oxygen and home. Like, it's like that type of stuff where it's like, the, like, okay, like, somebody put some realistic thought into like some of these problems that would encounter there. So you're hearing all this stuff like while going through there. So it's very interesting. But yeah, the newspapers, these things, they launch, the USB things are maybe more like your like three paragraph diary entries, but the newspapers are all like just quick fill in the gaps. I mean, the shortest one is two words. The last, well, that one's both. So the last one's like two words long. Like, you got like lots of that type of stuff, but
that's cool.
It's one of those games I think falls into that. It's 2.5 hours long. I would not have enjoyed it if it was 5 hours long.
Yeah.
That type of thing where it's just, there's enough there for what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not a incredible masterpiece of a game, but it's a very interesting 2.5 hour piece of like, okay, if you're willing to put up with some janky mechanics, you're interested in this type of setting and this type of thought process, there's a lot there that I think is pretty interesting to see.
Cool. That's, I mean, it sounds fun. It's kind of, I like that. I like that's a spinoff of a golf game. I think that's real fun.
Well, and I think this speaks to it, is the first thing I did after I finished this game is I went and downloaded Golf Club Wasteland because it was like $2 on PSN. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I liked it enough to spend $2 on the other one. I'll give that a shot after I'm done with whatever I'm playing now. But again, something to give a shot if you just want something quick and short. There's enough interesting to it, but not revolutionary. But we are Workforce Gaming. Subscribe to our channel, leave a comment below. You can support us on Ko-fi on the link below as well. We'll see you later.
Bye.